Today there is internet
Hare
problem.
Krishna Krishna, doing Havan Parikrama. Okay. So today's class is very special. Today we are going to take darshan of one of my very favorite place called Dwadash Aditya Tila, also known as Radha Madan Mohan Mandir. So everyone ready to take darshan of this beautiful place?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes,
Am
Prabhuji.
I audible? Yes, okay.
Yes,
So
Prabhuji.
let's go to take the darshan of okay, so let's go to take the of Dwadashila. And with the picture, I will share host disabled participant screen sharing. Okay. I don't have
No,
okay.
Prabhuji, you can share your co-host. Oh, I think I have to give another device also. Mataji, you gave another device also. Maybe Prabhu joined or
Actually, with one laptop, I'm sharing this video part.
Mataji, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find where the other device is. Just give me a second.
Gaurmandal Bhumi, in that name, I think.
Gaurmandal
Mandal Bhumi,
Bhumi.
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
Earlier,
thank you.
my. Okay. Thank you,
Yeah.
Mataji. Okay, now I got it. Share my screen. Okay. Darwaja. Okay, so now video Dwadash Aditya Tila. Okay, so let's see from here. So, can any of you recognize this place? Do you ever seen this place before?
Madan Mohan
I
Temple.
took this dark picture. Madan Mohan Temple, yes. So this is Madan Mohan Temple, and this is one of the famous places. Not been to Vrindavan, they also have seen of Madan Mohan Temple related to this place. So continuing from previous Leela, previous Leela yesterday we have Kaliyadaha. So
Mataji, I couldn't hear. Is Prabhuji frozen or?
Yeah, Mataji, it's Vrindavan.
a lot of time.
Yeah, the other device, Prabhuji's other device, internet looks good than this device. Prabhuji, Prabhuji, the other device is not having proper internet, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Prabhu, can you continue with this device only, Prabhu? Is that okay? Because the other device is not having internet, proper internet.
Hare Krishna. Echo. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I will mute this one. Hare Krishna, now can you speak, Prabhu? Okay.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Today, I think there is internet issue from this device that you joined, right? Sanjay Nityananda Das Vrindavan. That device has internet issue, but Gaurmandal Bhumi looks good, Prabhu, internet. I don't know.
Okay, actually, I opened this both laptop and mobile in front of me with a Wi-Fi connection. And in Vrindavan, it's quite common whether no internet suddenly become weak or no electricity goes sometimes. Anyway, so whenever you people have any problem, if I'm not audible, then please tell me so that I can continue again.
Yeah, actually, we did not hear anything. You said from yesterday's past time we can continue.
Okay,
That's
okay. So now I'm going to continuing from yesterday past time. So yes, yesterday we have been to Kaliyadaha, right?
Yes,
Hare
Prabhu.
Krishna.
Yes,
Yes,
Prabhu.
okay. Okay. So yesterday we have been to Kaliyadaha, and I'm now continuing my Braj Darshan after that. So in with Kalyana, Krishna fight longer time inside this Yamuna river. He took a lot of time to fight with Kalyanag. And so when he come out of the river, Krishna start feeling cold. Okay, Krishna start feeling cold, and so he was shivering, and so he thought to go to on the top of a nearby hill to take na sunlight, to take sunlight so that he can get a little warm. Okay, so this tila is name is Dwadash Aditya Tila. Let me, okay, yeah, this one. So this is the name of the tila on which Krishna came to take rest. And what happened is that when Krishna came to take rest, and when Krishna came to take this sunlight to make himself warm, so sun god, he saw that Krishna is taking, you know, sunlight. So 12 sun god appeared there. So Dwadash, das means 10 and Dwa means 2. So Dwadash equals to 12. So 12 sun gods suddenly appear there, and they all start giving Krishna, you know, sunlight warm. They all start giving Krishna warm. And due to that, Krishna suddenly start getting, you know, perspiration, sweating. And then that sweating start flowing from the top of the hill to the Yamuna river. And the point where this sweating of Krishna and Yamuna both connect, that point become Praskandan Ghat. Praskandan means sweat, and Ghat means river bank, river side. So am I audible to everyone?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. So Krishna took rest over there, and 12 sun god, they give light to Krishna, warm to Krishna. That's why this place is known as Praskandan Ghat. So I'll show you the picture of sun temple here. Just a minute. Today morning I went there to take some wonderful videos for all of you. Okay, so I need not this one. Okay, here. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Okay, Shri Radhe. I don't know where it went. Anyway, so the 12 sun god, they start giving warm to Krishna. That's why this place is known as Praskandan Ghat. Later on, if you see the history of India, you will find that starting from Chandragupta and little more than that, and till 1947, a lot of invaders, they attack on India in terms of looting India and to, you know, to get money and all. So what happened is that in between, one wonderful things I forgot to mention. So Dwadash Aditya, okay. So the Raja Bajanav, the great grandson of King, the great grandson of Krishna, he was instructed by Maharshi Shandilya and other sages that Krishna did lot of wonderful pastime in Braj Vrindavan. And so I request you please preserve all these places so that in future devotees can visit these places. On his instruction, Raja Bajnav, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, who was also king of Vrindavan Brajmandal, so he saved all these pastime places of Krishna, and he made lot of wonderful temples, he built lot of beautiful gardens, and then he was also instructed to to make 16 beautiful deity, to make now beautiful deity and establish in different part of Vrindavan. So Raja Bajnav, he was wondering that I have not seen Krishna, so I don't know how Krishna looked like. So better I should go to Mother Uttara, the wife of Abhimanyu. So he approached Mother Uttara and asked, Mother Uttara, can you tell me how Krishna looked like? And Mother Uttara beautifully explained the description of Krishna, how he looked like and all. And with that description, Raja Bajanav, he made 16 deities. Out of that, 8 deities are of Krishna and 8 are the different. So he makes 16 deities, and so the 16 deities are 4 Dikpal deity. Dikpal means the protector of the dham. So the Dikpal deities are dedicated to Lord Shiva. And the name of these 4 Dikpal deities are, in Vrindavan, Gopeshwar Mahadev, in Mathura, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, in Govardhan, Chakleshwar Mahadev, and in Kamyavan, Kameshwar Mahadev. Then also he established 4 demigoddess. Okay, in Vrindavan, he established Vrinda Devi. In Mathura, he established Pataleshwar Devi, which is in Bhuteshwar Mahadev temple itself. And in Govardhan, he established Mansa Devi. And in Vrindavan itself, he established also Yog Maya Devi, which deity is now lost. So there is 8 deity. And apart from that, he installed 4 deity of 4 Dev Vigraha of Krishna. In Mathura, he established Keshav Dev. In Gokul Mahavan, he established Baladev. In Vrindavan, he established Govinda Dev. And in Govardhan, he established Haridev. So we have covered 4, 4, 4, 12. Okay. And now, out of the 4 remaining, right? So in this 4, there are 2 Nath Vigraha. Nath Vigraha mean Nath Vigraha. One is Srinath Ji, which was earlier on the top of Govardhan Hill, founded by Madhavendra Puri. And another Nath Vigraha is Gopinath. Okay. And there are 2 Gopal Vigraha. One is Shakshi Gopal and another is Madan Gopal, which is also known as Madan Mohan. So today we will discuss on Madan Mohan. Okay. Is that okay? Do you understand this name of 16 deities?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, very nice. So Madan Mohan was first established by Raja Bajanav on the same place on Dwadash Aditya Tila. But as you know, a lot of invaders, they attack on India, and there was a lot of situation happened. Even I read in books, I also make a video of it, that whoever invaders, they attack India, that time they have the target to break the temples of Mathura and Vrindavan, especially the temples which is on the birthplace of Krishna called Keshav Dev temple. So that time the situation become so worse that the Brajavasis, they scared of their life and they run out of Vrindavan or some other places, they hide themselves. And at the same time, they hide the deity of Krishna either in some holy river or holy water like Radha Kunda, or in they dig a hole on the earth and they place this deity of Krishna in different safe places. So Madan Mohan deity was not in knowledge of people since a long years. And later on, Advaita Acharya, one of our we have Panchatattvana, so there Jai Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita. The Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu himself. So when he went to do Brajmandal Parikrama, Vrindavan Parikrama, that time he stay near this place. Tila, and there he got the darshan of, and there he found this beautiful deity of Madan Mohan. There he found the deity of Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan was earlier known as Madan Gopal. I'm trying to show you the picture of Advaita Acharya. Okay, pictures. Okay, here Advaita. What? So here is Advaita Acharya. So this is very close to the place Dwadash Aditya Tila. So there, no, he found, like here, he found Madan Gopal. So I went to this temple today morning also. That is over there. So then Advaita Acharya thought, okay, so I will take this deity Madan Gopal with me to Navadvip. And then Krishna said that, dear Advaita, I never go outside of Vrindavan. So I will not go to Navadvip. Then Advaita Acharya said, thought, no, okay, then I will hand over to you to some pujari of Keshav Dev so that he can take care of you. And so Advaita Acharya gave this Madan Gopal to the pujari of Lord Keshav Dev of Vrindavan, of Mathura. So, Dwadash Aditya Tila, okay. So then he gave this wonderful deity of Krishna, Madan Mohan, to pujari of Vrindavan, pujari of Keshav Dev. Later on, Rupa Sanatan Goswami, on the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Vrindavan, where Rupa Goswami decided to stay on a place just next to the river Yamuna, which is now known as Radha Damodar Temple, where Sanatan Goswami decided to stay on the top of the hill, this one, on the top of this wonderful hill called Dwadash Aditya Tila. So he decided to stay here next to the Yamuna. So that time this whole area was a forest. And Sanatan Goswami, he sometime used to go to do Madhukari. Madhukari means begging. So he decided to go to Mathura for begging. And nearby Mathura, little farther from there, is Gokul Mahavan. So he sometime go to the Churasi Khamba, the birthplace of Krishna, where the birthplace of Yogmaya also, the birthplace of Balram. So he went used to go there to take darshan. And there is a cave where Sanatan Goswami used to do bhajan. So one day when he came out of the cave and he saw that very beautiful kids were playing. And among them, one kid is very beautiful, very attractive. So he was wondering, who is this beautiful child? I should know, let me see where he is going. So the kids, after playing, he went to his home. And so Sanatan Goswami also following him. And later on, he went in a village. And in village, he went in a home. So Sanatan Goswami also went to that village and then home. And then that boy, inside the home, there is temple. So the boy went into the temple. And Sanatan Goswami also went inside the temple. And there he saw that inside the temple is only the deity of Madan Mohan. The boy is not there. So he immediately understand that Madan Mohan, the Madan Gopal, he is Gopal in the mood of a boy. And so he went outside to play. So then Sanatan Goswami decide that every day or almost frequently after 1-2 days, he used to visit that house to take darshan of Madan Gopal. And that house is the house of actually the pujari of Keshav Dev. So one day when he went there to beg, so his intention was not to begging, his intention was to take darshan of Madan Mohan. So he saw that the wife of pujari, the pujarin, the wife of Brahmani, she have her own kid also and Gopal also, that Gopal used to play with their kids. And not only that, when in India, the mothers, know they always feed to their child with their hand. Okay. And this boy, so he saw that the mother, she feed with her hand to her own child. At the same time, she feed with the same hand to Krishna, to Gopal. And by seeing that, no, she, Sanatan Goswami become very amazed. And so he told the Mataji, the Pujarin, the Brahmani, that Mataji, I think you might forgot, or you might don't know that this Gopal, this Madan Gopal who is playing with your kids, he is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead itself. So I request you, you please kindly make nice plate of Krishna, offer nicely, give Tulsi, say Pranam Mantra, and likewise. So the mother, she followed the instruction of Sanatan Goswami. After 2-3 days, when Sanatan Goswami went again there to take darshan of Madan Gopal, he was very much chastised and shouted by the Mataji. And she said, what you have done, I follow your instructions. Since then, my child, my Madan Gopal, is not communicating with me. He is not reciprocating with me. He is not eating also from my hand. Why you did this to me and like that? And Sanatan Goswami felt very bad. He immediately understand that Krishna don't understand, don't like the bhav of their devotees who accept Krishna as Supreme God. Krishna want that inner relationship, wonderful relationship where devotees think Krishna as their own family member, as their own people. There is no discrimination. Sometime with God, with Lord, we have this material understanding and we discriminate with the Lord. But the Braj Bhav, the mood of Braj Govardhan, the mood of Brajvasis is that they are our family member. Once I was hearing from Amarendra Prabhu, and that he was walking down from near to Govardhan, and there some girls were playing near to the Govardhan. And then he asked the girls that, would you like to go with me to America? And the girl said, if I go to America, then who will take care of Govardhan? Okay, like they were saying. So with this, we can understand the bhav of Brajavasis. They feel Radharani Krishna, their own person. So then Sanatan Goswami felt very shame and he came back. And at night, Krishna came into the dream of the Brahmani and their husband and told them that actually I was waiting for this person, Sanatan Goswami, and time has come for me to go with him, because he was sent by my devotee Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to find out lot of wonderful places. So I want to his association. He's very pure devotee, and likewise Sanatan Lord Madan Mohan told to the pujaris. And on very next day, the pujari and his wife, They both come to Vrindavan, and they give Madan Gopal to Sanatan Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami, by getting Madan Gopal, become very happy. He starts serving Madan Gopal. Let me show you some video where, okay, mute. Okay, this is the place, their house. In this house, if you see that behind the tree, there is a small temple. There Madan Gopal used to live with Sanatan Goswami. There was a tree. Sanatan Goswami put Krishna under the tree and he used to sleep under the tree as well. So one day what happened, that Sanatan Goswami, he got some flood, some atta. And he put Yamuna water in that and make it like a bowl, like a brown shape, which is kind of bati. Bati is a very famous food of Jaipur. That is, dal bati churma is a famous food of Jaipur, of Rajasthan. So he tried to make bati, and he make the ball and then he give it in fire, make it little like a chapati kind of, hard. And then he gave to Madan Gopal that, hey Madan Gopal, please take this, eat this bati. And so Madan Gopal said, let me show you the picture of Madan Gopal. Madan Gopal, okay, here the picture of Madan Gopal, which is inside the temple. Okay, so he told to Madan Gopal, hey Madan Gopal, please take this offering. So Madan Gopal told Sanatan Goswami that, Sanatan, my dear Sanatan, You gave me bati, but can you give me a little bit of salt? So Sanatan Goswami said that today you ask me salt, tomorrow you ask me butter, and then you ask me 56 different bhogas. So my Gurudev gave me a lot of instruction and I need to follow all that instruction. So I don't have so much time to make all of your this preparation. So you better go back to the wife of that Brahman and take their service. I'm not able to serve you in such a way. And so what happened is that Krishna, Madan Gopal said, okay, don't worry. I will adjust. Okay. In the meantime, what happened that this, as you see in the picture, there is a river. Recently there was flood in Vrindavan. I was there. I went to the flood to take pictures actually. Such a crazy I am. Okay. So let me show you the picture. Okay. Here. We'll just see him. Okay. Yeah. So here you can see. This is the exactly scenario. Earlier, Mother Yamuna used to pass from here itself. Okay. But due to the flood, we got the same situation. Anyway, it was there for 10-15 days. So Sanatan Goswami told, then what happened is that one boatman, he was a businessman, he was going to Kashi or Varanasi for business. And you know what was his business? His business was to sell rock salt. That time iodine salt was not using much in India. So they used to Indians used to take rock salt in their meal. Even now, even in Braj, in Vrindavan, people used to take rock salt. So what happened is that when the boatman was passing near to this place, his boat got stuck in river Yamuna. And he was shouting from his boat, "Hey, is there anyone who can help me? My boat got stuck in this place." And one boy, he was giving reply, Baba, don't shout. Go on the top of the tila. There is one great sadhu. He can help you out." So the businessman, he took one big rock salt, and he came down from his boat, and he came to this place of he can go high up to the he go top of the hill, and he went to Sanatan Goswami, and he said, "Baba, I am a businessman. I was going to Varanasi and Kashi with rock salt, and so I came here and take some this rock salt." Usually what happened is that whenever any nice person and good person go to someone's house, they carry some gift or sweet with them. So the person, he have a lot of rock salt, so he took the rock salt and he went to Sanatan Goswami and gave it to Sanatan Goswami and said, "Baba, I need your help." So by seeing the rock salt, Sanatan Goswami become amazed, and he said, "See, I have not given him salt, so he stopped your boat." So the person said, "Baba, my boat got stuck in the river. Can you please help me to take it out?" Then Sanatan Goswami said, "See, I am old man. How can I help you?" So he said, "The boy told me about you." So he said that the boy is none other than this Madan Gopal. From where boy will come in this forest? He is this Madan Gopal. He is roaming around the Vrindavan. And so he called you to here because he wants salt. He was not getting salt today by me. So he make all this arrangement. So then this businessman become, then suddenly huge rain start coming and the water level of Yamuna become up and his boat came out from the sand and he become very happy. And so he went, so he came back to his boat, and when he start his journey for this Varanasi and Kashi, then he found that all this salt turned into camphor. And so he decided that and he had a great business out there and he make a lot of profit. And so when he came on the way back to this same place, He gave a lot of donation to Sanatan Goswami and requested him to build this beautiful temple. Okay, Madan Mohan, this Madan Mohan temple. Okay, so this is so likewise the wonderful pastimes Lord Krishna, Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan used to do with Sanatan Goswami. Not only that, when Sanatan Goswami become old, then Krishna, he said that Sanatan Goswami, it may be difficult for you to go every time to the down of the hill to drink water or to take bath. So you don't do such a hard work. I will dig up a well for you on this top of the hill. So Krishna, he dig one well on this top of a hill. So the well is known as Krishna Koop. So the nature of this well is, in Vrindavan, if you come and if you drink this ordinary water, you will find that water of Vrindavan is very salty, or it have a lot of iron. Whereas this particular place, there the water is very sweet. Actually, today I try to make a blogging video for all of you in English. So yes, so there you will get to see this wonderful. So this one is Dwadash Aditya Tila. This one is Dwadash Aditya Tila, and here deity of 12 Suryadev is there, small deity, and let me see this coop. I also recorded the coop, if it's there in this video, not in this video, in another video. Okay. Anyway, I miss it is there, but I don't know in which video it's there. Okay. Shri Radhe. Okay. So likewise, this beautiful temple is there. Later on, when Muslim Mughal empire Aurangzeb, he decided to break the temples of Vrindavan. And that time he broke this temple also. And later on, some Hindu king, he rebuilt this temple in the same manner. However, in Vrindavan, there is a custom, there is a rule that a deity should not be worshipped in a broken temple. So there is Prativhu Vigraha. Prativhu Vigraha is there. And when Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb attack on Vrindavan, then Brajavasis, they carry the deity of Madan Mohan and shifted it to in the protection of Hindu king of Jaipur, of Rajasthan. So now this Madan Gopal is actually in Karoli. There is a beautiful place called Karoli. There Madan Gopal is there. In Karoli, I went there once, but I couldn't get opportunity to take pictures. If I go next time, I'll try to take picture. Although they don't allow to take picture, but I have a little bit of habit. I couldn't control myself to take picture. So I'll show you the picture of. I'll try to show you if I have Madan Gopal. Hey, Madan Gopal. Okay. So I think I miss out the picture of Madan Gopal. Another important pastime is there. Not pastime. Another important place is over here is the Samadhi of Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami left his body in Sanatan Goswami left his body in Govardhan near Mansi Ganga. There is a place called Chakleshwar Mahadev. So Sanatan Goswami used to do bhajan in Chakleshwar Mahadev. And during his last days, Sanatan Goswami decided that I will leave my body in Govardhan And so one day on Govardhan, when all devotees gathered to do parikrama with Sanatan Goswami, because Sanatan Goswami used to do Govardhan parikrama every day. So when they all gathered to do Govardhan parikrama with Sanatan Goswami, then they found that Sanatan Goswami is not coming out of his bhajan kutir. And when they inside, went inside and they found that Sanatan Goswami left his body, and he entered into the Nitya Lila. So then his body, his transcendental body, were carried to this place near to Dwadash Aditya Tila, and they make his samadhi here, just next to this Dwadash Aditya Tila. So it is one of my very favorite place, and there is also Granth Samadhi in this place. Once acharyas, they write very wonderful pastimes of Radha Krishna, but later they found that this Leela is so intimate, so personal, that people with material understanding will never understand this pastime of Radha Krishna, and they perhaps do offense. And so then they do samadhi of that granth. Samadhi means crematory or something, crematory, that thing. So they do samadhi, granth samadhi. So I have made a wonderful video of these places, and I will soon upload it, and I'll share the link with Mataji. So this is the wonderful pastimes of this place. Few days back there was flood, and the situation became like that, river Yamuna came up to this temple, and as Praskandan Ghat was visible nowadays, but I went there up to the waist of water, like you can see there, water is so high. I went there and to experience the same mood which was there 500 years back of Vrindavan. So thank you everyone for listening my this one this for thank you everyone for doing yatra, virtual yatra, Bhatam yatra, Mansik Vrindavan yatra with me. So we have in Vrindavan 6 Goswami temple is very famous. The 6 Goswami temples are, one is Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda Dev, Radha Gopinath, Radha Damodar, Radha Gokulanand, and one more is Radha Govinda Dev, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Gokulanand, Radha Gokulanand, Radha Raman. So there are the 6 temple. Oh, one thing I just forgot to tell you. So when Raja Bajnav, the king, he asked, he went to Mata Uttara and he asked, Mata Uttara, so we make a lot of deity of Krishna. So can you tell me, is this matching with Krishna? So then Mata Uttara said, the Madan Mohan from his toe up to his waist is exactly like Lord Krishna. And the Radha Govinda from his waist up to his neck is exactly like Krishna. And the Gopinath, his face is exactly like Krishna. So if anyone take darshan of Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda Dev and Radha Gopinath, they will get the darshan of Krishna. So thank you very much everyone. So I tried to speak on it. Hare Krishna. Is there anyone?
Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much, Prabhuji. It was that it was virtual and manasik we are doing, but it was like as if we are with you in the Dham. So we are lively going with you in the Dham. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It was very wonderful parikrama today with all the pastimes.
Thank you, Madhya. I tried, but how it's happening.
It's
but
okay,
I think
that some video you were saying that you cannot open, so you can just get it back tomorrow, Prabhuji. Yeah, before we start the other parikrama, you can explain about that and we can start.
Okay, Mataji. Okay? Yes. So thank you very much, everyone. I hope you understand this.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
We
understood very nicely, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So wonderful. Very wonderful.
Prabhuji, Sitam Vrindavan Dham ki jai.
Mancha Kalpataru, Yasya Kripa Sindhu, Bhyeva Chapati Pradhanam,
Namo Namaha.
I just request all of you to kindly bless me so that I can represent Vrindavan in more better way.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Hare Bol Prabhuji.
That a wonderful soul.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Then was pranam.
I just one more thing. Actually, since the time I got this seva, I become happy. trust me, I become really very happy. I left my last job with Hare Krishna TV, and I was little bit of wondering. That and a little bit of upset, but by getting this seva, I become very happy, and I become also very happy because I saw that if people are not in Vrindavan, but if people have so much love for Vrindavan, so I'm trying my best to take to show you Vrindavan as a way it is. So I make a video with my mobile. I speak in English. So this video just to give you some more ideas of Vrindavan. So very soon, after 1 hour, I will upload it and I'll share the link with Mataji. And I hope you all will get benefited. And I also share the pictures of these places so that you can take darshan in your mobile.
Thank you. राधारानी ब्लेसिंग विथ यू हरी राधे राधे
राधे राधे
Thank you, dear devotees, for the very, very nice participation. Thank you, Prabhuji, again. We'll be ending the call here. See you again tomorrow. Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.